There is no place I'd rather be than in His presence. Thank you for joining us today for our weekly devotional thought. And now, our host, Essie Johnson.
Welcome to In His Presence, and thank you for being with us today. Today, our scripture passage comes from 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 10 and 11. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. What a beautiful passage of scripture. Here in Columbus, Ohio, and I suspect wherever you are, cities all around the nation and the world, just driving to and fro, it's not unusual to see people holding up signs asking for money and help. Many stand in need. Some simply wish to take advantage of the kindness of strangers. It's hard to tell the difference sometimes. A few years ago, a high school student shared how he had just gotten paid. And he saw a man, and he said he was standing outside of a van asking for help. The young man stopped, and the man told him his story. Out of work, trying to take care of his family, and he found himself in a situation where he needed help. He wasn't comfortable, he wasn't happy, having to be there, but he needed to take care of his children. The young man shared some money from his recently cashed check. He drove away, but as he looked back, he said he saw the man get back in the van and talk to his wife and children, and he felt good. They seemed to be smiling. In his heart, he felt he had done the right thing. He was a teenager and probably looking forward to enjoying spending that money and taking care of his own expenses, his car and so on, and having some money to just have fun with. But he shared, I would like to think that the young man listened to God speaking to his heart that day, and in the process, he encouraged a family that badly needed encouragement. Throughout our lives, many of us have heard the misquote of today's passage. Money is the root of all evil, with the obvious suggestion that people who have a lot of it must be wicked or unsaved. Poverty does not equal salvation any more than prosperity equals sin. God wants us to have our needs met, and He is the God of more than enough. He wants to bless His people. The love of money is something very different. This suggests that our heart, our affection, is caught up in monetary gain. Our focus is centered on the possession of money and what it can do. Our self-worth and the worth of others is measured through what can be purchased. Sadly, in some cases, This means positions and status. How grateful the people of God are that God looks on our heart. He looks on the heart of men and women, boys and girls. It's not focused on outward appearance or material possessions. Matthew 6:21 teaches us that where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The question becomes, where is our heart? Not that hollow, some say purplish pump that circulates blood throughout our body. It resides in our chest. But where is the heart, that center of our personality, feeling, emotion? Yes, wherever we seek to build our treasure, our heart will be there. Think about it. Treasure, things, a big house, fancy furnishings, a comfortable bank account. There are those who may have all those things, and yet their hearts are heavy and their lives unfulfilled. If gathering things is a goal, then we might very well reach the goal but miss the mark. A sensitive saint of God told me the story of her husband's transfer to a new city. They found what looked like the perfect home in the perfect upscale neighborhood, but something just didn't feel right. It just didn't settle right with her. The house fit her husband's company status and position. It seemed like the neighborhood they should be in. It seemed perfect, but it just wasn't. There was a spirit in that house that just wasn't right. They finally decided to pass on it, and they bought a smaller home with a warmer feeling. She found out that the larger, nicer house, the upscale neighborhood, was a place where a divorce had taken place. Oh, there were probably many sad days in that house for that young couple who finally divorced. What matters more is not impressing others, but listening to what God is saying, being obedient to His will and to His guidance. When we keep first things first, we will be blessed. A college professor, in fact, now that I think about it, more than one teacher, has told me of being invited to functions by former students who were judges or public officials. They were so happy for their situation, and they wanted to share it with people who they felt helped them to reach the position they were in. When the professor and the teacher arrived, however, people automatically asked them what they did. And when they found out they were just teachers or just a professor, they found themselves quickly abandoned and standing alone. While they were valued by their students, they lacked the money and social status to be valued in that setting by those individuals who considered themselves more than. When money and prestige determines who we value and who counts, our love is in the wrong place. If Jesus taught us anything, it was to value and love people all people to love them as he loves them. Until we value people more than prestige, money, position, we have not yet learned to love as Christ loves. Where is our heart? Is it focused on the Lord, his work, on his people? Is it focused on helping others, guiding our children to be good adults, being there to comfort and encourage and love our spouse, or is it focused on how to gain more? Have more. Gain the respect and admiration of the world. What then shall we seek for? Shall we strive for? Verse 11 has the answer. Godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. When we seek these qualities, our needs will come. They will be met with an overflow, because then we are doing the will of the Lord in the spirit of holiness. Let's pray. Lord God, we set our affection on your purpose, your kingdom, your destiny for our lives. We ask that you meet the needs of all your people and that you help us that we might have our priorities and purpose in order. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a blessed and beautiful week, and join us again next time in His Presence.
You have been listening to In His Presence, your weekly devotional program sponsored by None Like Him Anywhere.